My heart. twos only. One, two, three, four, one.
This is my home.
This is my song, the Lord.
no breath and connect that S. Okay, a song of peace. Ready? And one. Part about this basis, look, that basis is my hope. Do you see on the word my, how there's a little B in parentheses and a little T in parentheses? That means the bases actually go above the tenors right there. Okay? Do you see that basis? So you have to really be ready for that. So do all of you see that basis? Do all of you have the okay, so let's start on This Is My Hope, bottom of 4, verse 23. Just listen to it, basis. And, one. See how that works, basis? So the other rule of thumb is, okay, is you will look at stems down. The stems that are going down, those are your notes. The stems that are going up are the tenor's notes. Okay? But you are higher than them for a little bit of it. Okay? So, again, this is My Hope, measure 23. Ready? And, one.
This is my hope. A song of peace for man.
moments that are marked with NB. NB with a little dot, little dashed line, mm-hmm. that means no breath, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm not even telling you to do those things. The editor is. So, maybe that helps if you really do it right. Not Dana telling me, it's the editor. I don't know. But some of you are still putting that on too soon. It's like a bunch of snakes. Okay? Have entered the building. All right, tenors, let's see what happens with you. Okay? From the top. This isn't your opening. This isn't to the opening. 3, 4, 1. Throw you off. All right, basses, you're going to come in this time on measure 23. Okay? Okay? You're going to come in and measure 23 altitudes. I'm going to let you sing to the end of the bridge. Let's go back now to measure 19. 19, tenor, tenor, and altitudes. 19, bass is enter at 23. Ready? And one.
This is my home, the country where my heart is. This is my home, my home, my dream, my shrine.
Okay, bass is, you're a little timid. Don't be timid. Tenors, you have the melody until what? My shrine, right? This is my hope, my hope, my dream, my shrine. Then you go up and you do a little harmony. Okay? But until then, it's just, it's melody. Try it again, please. Altitudes, tenors, and this is coming strongly. Ready? And go.
This is my home, the country where my heart is.
Thank you. Yeah.
My dream, my
Okay,
I would just take my breath. You don't have to complete the words.
Okay,
that makes it more obvious. Okay, let's do the intro before this, and we'll do it from the top. Okay, ready? So it's ready, and one. Okay, all right, announcement time.
I think all the section leaders are talking to you about the end of the year party coming up on the 17th.
Yeah.
Yes.
And if you haven't signed up, see the section leader, what you're going to bring. If you bring anything, we try to have enough food for at least six people. And last year we had more desserts than food, so yeah. Put that out there now.
Maybe the smallest sections are like
so this is for you, Tim. Are you doing it?
I'm on the skinniest page.
I guess we're doing happy birthday.
I have a couple of pictures for people who do not have computers. Isabel?
You don't have a computer? You have a computer.
Thank you.
Didn't you get the she said they were attachments. They were attachments.
If you, just to,
She doesn't have,
I got it. You don't have your listed as a, the computer? I thought we
did. Well, we did.
It hasn't been working.
Oh, well, I didn't know that. Maybe some people don't know how to open up an attachment. That's the problem.
It's no problem. If there are any persons that are still holding on to tickets, ticket money, you know who you are, please, so we can, finalize our books. Susan and I did stop by Tribeca today, and they informed us that we did very well. We hope that we'll have a checks in the mail. Discussion on the concert, but before we start that, we'll have a perfect rendition of what we did and how we did from one of our chorus members who was sitting in the audience. Dorothy, you want to tell us about the what you felt that you got out of us?
Stand up.
Come, get up and talk loudly.
Why don't you see the audience?
I was able to just to see the first half, but it was very unified. He went on and off stage very well. It was a great venue. I'm sorry I didn't stay for the second, but it was very nice.
The venue, sorry, people like
no.
No way. Okay.
But you felt that as watching the concert.
Oh, and one thing, I was sitting next to somebody who said, "Oh, that's my grandma."
I heard somebody call out grandma.
So what we're going to do is just start by sections, and please, no more than a minute and a half. We'll start with the second altos. Your thoughts about the concert?
Yes, I love Joan Grosser. It was wonderful. But I would like to just pass on a comment from some of my guests who were there, who are older. there are no railings.
Yeah.
And it was very difficult for all the people coming up and down the stairs in the audience. So I think we should just be aware of that.
I'm going to leave it back there.
Okay.
The FCC and Tribeca is now part of the federal house.
Of course, it was built before the federal laws about safety and railings and all of that. Unfortunately, we had no control over that. I'm sorry.
Nothing happened. Hi, my name's Beverly. My brother is a retired sound engineer. He's been to all our concerts since I joined, and he said it was the best sound.
Oh, wonderful!
That the venue itself.
That's good to know.
Woo!
All right.
Well, I finished the second alto. So one over there.
I had like four or five friends there.
Stand up, please.
I had four or five friends there, and they loved it. They yes. loved it. They come to other concerts, and they say it was just great. They loved it.
Thank you. First altos.
Jesse.
My son and his wife have been coming since I've been in the chorus, and we've had these performances, and they said that we are professionals.
Oh.
So that's the tone. But the thing that I wanted to bring you was from my granddaughters. They said that we were, your performance, Grandmama, was marvelous. You all got that from 5 years.
That's right.
And they know what that's performances are about.
Yes, they do.
They're in a professional group.
Oh.
Donna, as a chorus member and a board member, I'd like to say the lovely Jana, all your hard work.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Denise?
I wanted to say this.
Stand up.
I've been trying for 5 years to get Anthony Wells to come to the concert because he's our president of our union. And he kept buying tickets and saying, I can't make it this year. So finally, they surprised me because I didn't even know he was going to be the master of ceremonies. So they finally got him there. And then he was all crazy. He was so excited. He enjoyed the concert. But we couldn't never get him there. So Barbara, I don't know how you did it, but he was so happy.
Well, like, in the host position.
Like giving him a starring role.
Yeah. And kudos to Jana and
absolutely
and Dana.
I had three friends who came, and I'm Sydney. I had three friends who came, a couple, and my friend Mickey, who's an old union labor commie person, and she just adored it. She thought it was great. She thought it was very professional sounding. My friend Paula is kind of conservative, and she loved the first half, and so did Tom. But she claims she got a migraine.
Did she say that to you or to Tom?
I thought the concert was great. I thought everybody was great. I really did. But I had problems standing for 4 hours. And I don't
That's
know how many
right.
people felt that way.
Yes, absolutely.
There was a difficulty I think we could have avoided by practicing sitting down for some of that sound check instead of going for 2 hours and then 15 minutes rest and sort of, and then an hour on and then 15 minutes rest and sort of, and hour on.
Yeah.
So I'd just like to suggest that as an improvement that we can make next time when we have to have the rehearsal directly before the performance. I think we could also maybe look at our regular practices where we sit for 2 hours straight and work in perhaps a break for those of us who need to get up and stretch and do whatever. I know we've done it before and it didn't work out too well. I think that we're all adults and that we can do it right. And I think it would make it more enjoyable during the practice if we would do that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's one of the suggestions that we intend to embellish on during our retreat, which is what goes on the retreat next month. And the suggestion of perhaps instead of at every rehearsal, we sit, that during rehearsals, some of the songs that stand up and sing every other song. All right, let's go to the basses. Eugene?
I'm Eugene. My wife Nora said we were much more together, and the words were much more clear.
Oh, great.
And people's mouths were open. And even Paula Jenna, she said, though, we still have a ways to go in being able to go from loud to soft and soft to loud. And, you know, we would not as good as Coro Nacional.
She sent a lot of pictures. I don't know which one she got.
Everybody in my family is grateful. My sister thought it was the clearer sound and more precise concert that she finished. She did a lot of work. And my friend Alan, who used to be in the tennis, sitting right in the front row, and he said that he just thought that that's complete. What do you think, Alan? That the parts were very clear, all the delineated parts came through, and the counter rhythms really came through very, very professionally. Better than any previous directors that we have.
Come on, we need them back.
My wife and my daughter, who came in from Massachusetts, and 20 friends.
Oh my God.
Came in from Manhattan, elsewhere. Loved it. It was great.
I am Tom. My wife was rough to please. really liked it, but everybody remarked on you and they said how gorgeous you were and how wonderful you moved. So.
I'm sorry, Alan.
Matty Simon, whom all of you, or some of you know, thought it was the best we had ever been. Mm-hmm. The only couple of criticisms. One is we've got to ask people to stand during Lift Every Voice, yes, because people don't know to stand. Right. And some people did. And
one of my
friends who did the Civil Rights Movement was extremely critical of us. And said, this
Lift Every Voice?
So we need to be aware of that and ask everybody to stand.
Did you know supposed to stand for Lift Every Voice? I never heard that before. And they didn't know it was
My name is Kathy. Many friends came who were in music. They've been in choruses, they conducted choruses and so on. They loved it. They absolutely were in awe of Jana, of Dennis, of the repertoire, and felt actually that it was exciting. And they just felt inspired by it and absolutely loved it. Felt we were much better than last year and so on and so forth. So nice. Really. And Denise.
Hello, Denise. Woo! Woo! My wife is also my severest critic. And she's been to a number of the concerts. She said that we were the best. And especially, she was impressed with the If You Can Walk and You Can Dance.
Yes.
But yes. 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 If You Can Walk and You Can Dance,
yes.
She was impressed
that
by it.
That was the highlight.
Yes.
Yes. And that's the most interesting musically what we do.
Yeah. I'm Jesse, and several of my friends and relatives came to see this. I got a lot of praise from them. Well, the only praise that counted for me was seeing Janet's thumb go up at the end.
It took me 20 years to get my nephew and his best friend to come to me at the Funk concert, right? And they were so impressed that they're going to come next year.
All right.
Hi, I'm Kara, and my friends, I just want to say that my friends came, and a couple friends, and my sister, everyone's face was shining with joy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's true.
doing a lot of their work for council in my district, and he and his, I gave tickets to his campaign manager, who doesn't, I mean, he does nothing but work for this poor guy. And so I gave him his tickets, and he got a friend, and they came. But he didn't know that I was in it. he said, "We were so surprised to see you up there. And it was so wonderful." And my friend that came with me, he knew all the words to all the songs. And I said, "Well, you came with the right person."
Well, that was pleasant.
I'm Kelly. I am Seth. Yeah. My sister is a chorus singer. She knows a lot of songs. She really loved it. A friend of mine he's a music educator. He's African American, and he didn't know all these songs and the history. And he felt that, you know, it was really good and that people needed to know this repertoire. But I have a criticism. Okay. I've been in a million choruses, and I'm like really a stickler.
Can't hear you.
Louder. Okay, I've been in a lot of choruses, and I'm a stickler. When we're getting on stage, and we're kind of like, there's too much talking.
Yeah.
And I'm not a boss. I'm not a sex and chief. I'm just like, but people need to be aware,
right,
not to talk, just to kind of,
right,
you know, be more
right.
Specific.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Just a criticism.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm Terry. I also have many people at this concert who have heard us over the years and certainly thought we were at our best, at our very, very best. And I think for all of us, we sometimes don't realize that it's because Jana works us so hard,
yes,
she's
right,
able,
yes,
to,
amen,
get us,
amen,
to produce,
amen,
at the level at which we were able,
amen,
to work.
Absolutely.
To sound wonderful and to give that kind of concert,
absolutely,
we all need to work hard, and it's not easy. And for many of us, it doesn't come easily. So we need to put in that work and that effort. But it really had a payoff,
yes,
at this concert. And I think I felt especially proud to know that we are capable,
mm-hmm,
of being the best, being better and better and better. And we shouldn't settle for just being, you know, I mean, we now have raised the bar for ourselves, and I think we should continue to do so.
Hi, I'm Betty. I'm the treasurer. I'm the one who's out of the room most of the time. But my ear is always in the room. I was making my business to try to learn the repertoire, because I know that my work is going to keep me out of the room a lot. So the thing is that I have a goddaughter, and every concert she comes to, she yells, Mama Betty, all over the place. And she was singing also, If You Could Walk, You Could Dance. And she said, you need to teach me some of that stuff. I see you need to come and join the chorus. So she loved it. And the thing is, I told her, don't scream so loud. But everything I would say, everybody that came, they had nothing but praises. And the thing is, it's like everybody's saying, it's the words. People need to hear the words.
Yeah.
And
that's,
they were
nice,
really excited about the
music. Great. Did you know that? Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
There was one song everybody saw, and they had no idea why. It was at Christmas time.
Because
why? Leaving two ladies came up and they shook my hand.
Wonderful.
So anything I see that was negative, I get it. I wanted to write Janet before, but I was also filled up. I said, look, I'll wake up till this morning. Thank you. Thank you, Dennis.
Thank you.
My friend's been to our concerts before, also noted the improvement in the professionalism, not just our sound, but our look. The red shirts were so extraordinary, they really thought that was a nice focus, so it looked well on us, we didn't fade like we do in the pale clothes. And the way we mounted the stage, they said the difference in what we used to look like and what we are now, like two different groups. Also, there were kudos from one educator who said sometimes she starts to glaze over during the script. This time she was totally focused, so I want to give a particular nod to Susan who wrote the script.
Yeah.
And it made a difference. Whether it was a writing problem or a speech problem, but we found that the MC wasn't always audible through the auditorium. And I didn't know whether it was for us on stage or whether they heard it out there, but my friend said she missed something, and that's when it came up that she thought the script was so extraordinary this time. So,
nice. But he did go off script a lot. Yeah. Yes. More than any other MC we've ever had.
Let me just add to Mike. Congratulations that came through my email from my friends. This was an awesome show. Barbara, the choice of the MC was perfect. says you hardly seem like you retired. You're busier than most people, but you enjoyed every second that we were there. And that's the retiree division, which were they had 25 retirees in the concert. But just anyone else
wants to? Can I just add one thing, technical thing?
Yeah.
Wow.
The thing I liked the most, even though I did like trying to get out of the auditorium and people were stopping me, I could hardly get out and hardly get to the subway without being stopped. And hugs, pictures taken, everything but my autograph. But best of all, I love being there with all of you and singing with you and hearing our sound and hearing how different we are. I just loved singing with you all. It was a great experience. My sister came all the way from California, and she had heard us many years ago, and she was astounded. But she did say that she could not understand every word. She loved it. She was excited. I have a friend there from Massachusetts who heard us many times, and someone who'd never heard us who came from Philadelphia. So, I mean, I had a range of people there, too. I interviewed everybody as they left. I made everyone say that they would never cross a ticket.
That's great.
Can I add one technical thing?
Hold on one second. Lois?
Well, my name is Lois. I thought we sounded wonderful. And I thought Dennis played the piano beautifully.
And
I want to talk about another. I see my name is up there. I'm playing in a chamber music concert. This is right.
There is a rule.
Just technical. The chairs in the front, the lights were a little bit punishing. I think it was how close we were. No one expected us to be that close.
Okay. She's talking about the people that were sitting, the lights from the stage lights. You're in their eyes, and it's kind of lighting. So we have to think about that. I don't know how that could be rectified, but we're going to think about it. You want to talk about it?
Well, I wanted to say one thing, because I got an email from somebody about perfume. Now, we usually try to make it very clear. No perfume. No perfume deodorant, you know, odorless deodorant, odorless soap, and no perfume. And the same goes for rehearsals. Please, anybody who is used to wearing perfume, Mondays, take a shower. Tuesdays, put on your perfume. Don't wear perfume on rehearsal or at a concert. Please, people are actually allergic. They get sick from it.
Well, I just wanted to reinforce that for perfume is not just, doesn't just, you know, put me on a stable look. And it doesn't just make my eyes puff, and it doesn't just make my nose run. I'm asthmatic. I am sure I am not the only asthmatic in this chorus, and it is one of the triggers for a lot of people. And an asthma attack would ruin any concert.
All of you.
And
by the way, extra programs. You can take as many as you want. They had the programs. And again, we have the bench on sale, $10. Anybody wants a bench? Credit cards? If you want, you can take it next week. All right? I'm just trying to.